But for us, I don't think it should need to happen here by us. We will stay together like that people. Because we are turning a part of doing the world, the same thing. Because then people, you can see that people, they stand and they don't feel if the police can come or anyone can come or the government or the police are coming. But I don't think we will do that because we fear and we won't stand to do the same thing together. But that's a good example for me that what I'm seeing there now, it gives me power to stand and do things as I'm supposed to do and not fearing anything and to move and push forward. That's how I see it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And other piece of things that you thought were particularly interesting about the film was Alice Keaton?
I mean, one thing that stood out for me was just how like self-sustainable almost all the occupations were. It was almost like, you know, organic occupation, so there was no, it didn't need, you know, too much external support. It sort of, you could see people were working within the occupation. You had the door lady who, you know, was making money just by being a door lady. I think you had people like selling stuff as well within the occupied space. So, I mean, the thing that stood out for me was just how self-sustainable all the occupations were on scale. So they were like fairly big occupations, and they seemed quite self-sustainable.
Also, I have to continue like the door lady said, what?
And the thing of having a curfew for visitors, that visitors have to leave by 9 p.m. How do people feel about that?
We've got one here at the moment. 8 o'clock.
And know what to do on all the bodies. And I think on that little way, and I think that's where the government is about scared to give us those places, because of they know how we are carrying on. So that's where, right, they are a little bit scared, they want to put us one side there, out of their eyes, whereby they won't see what we are doing. But I think if we tell ourselves and you have to believe yourself as a human being and you know what to do, and I think it's whereby they will maybe easily think and see that, you know, we can do that in the bodies. And like even now, she wants to throw us to the shore. And I mean, look at the distance from the shore to your work. It's just we have to discipline our own manners, that we have to live together and stay whereby we want to stay. If we discipline our own manners, we will come right.
At this point of our we must organize ourselves. And my suggestion is to the House and the executive committee is outside and inside people in the houses, that we must organize ourselves. We must organize in a way that Western the government see that we are serious with what we are busy with. And number one is that as soon as possible that people who was chosen on the task committee must as soon as possible come together and form a structure and look the way forward of the occupation of the houses. We must go out to the people, inform them that what we are busy with. We are inside and outside. And I don't want to talk too much there. The only thing is we must form structures between the outside people and the people who are inside. It must be a committee here inside the house connecting with the committee outside the house, so that we streamline the functions of the organization. And the first thing that we must do is we must take our house rules. We must call a meeting as soon as possible, and we must look into all our rules, from rule number one to the last one. We must look into it, because there is a lot of rules that are just standing there. And if the people are not, like I say, ons moet tree die rules, sonder dat ons weet, ons ons oortree die rules, so ons moet teruggaan na die rules toe, met hulle weer van nummer 1 af, is die rule nog, word die rule nog nagekom. Ek hoop nie dat so, the house people, house father, house mother, must call the children together, must talk. The task committee must, as soon as possible, get a structure. We must be chairman, the vice, secretary, and whatever. Everyone must have a responsibility. And when we have a meeting, everyone must come report. Everyone must have a job that we must do, so that we are in line. Thank you.
Thank you. That I wanted to talk about the last thing was there was the part, it was very confusing. The only reason I understood it is because I watched the movie twice now. But when they talk about taking on new occupiers, the system that they have is that they have a register of everyone that attends events and that helps the occupations. And then when it comes to take new people, and they can look at this and say, okay, this person has been a supporter of our movement on the outside, or this and that, and then you know that they're committed, and that's the way of deciding which new people come. I don't know, have you been about a system like that, or it's something we should look at maybe thinking about? So when they were talking about explaining how they came to new occupiers, and basically the system they have a book that has a little register, and whenever somebody comes and supports one of their events, or helps them clean, or this or that, and they write down their name, they know that they were there. So when it comes time to decide like which new people they'll accept, they can look at this list and say, okay, this person is committed to the fight for housing, they can come and stay with us. So I mean, like,
that's whereby I was saying that that was also in the topic that I had, that whereby I was saying that we need to put ourselves together so that we can know who is inside and who is outside. So if we have a book, like a caretaker or a security that will be there at the door, and it's like when you have a list of people, if they put their names in there, and I make an example that when they say maybe like the first occupations of people that you have to put in, you've got a list and you will look at that list, the people that was in that list, that will be made the first note that you take and put in. Because you can't just take people that just arrived and was not there and doesn't know what's happening. You just have to take from the list, and it's whereby you will also at the city center, they have a big book where people's names are in there. And when someone move out of a flat or government, they just look in that room and take someone out of that room's name and go to that person in that building of that flat or government. That's how they do it. And we also need to do that. If you find a place by the government of the Western Cape, we have to have a registered book also where we can put their names down. And when we know that this person can come and occupy, because of it will bring trouble for us if we just take. And we will be the people that will sit up with that problem. And then will be a big trouble. And I know our black people, how they are stubborn when they're in the inn. And it's very difficult to get it out. So it will be just police, ambulances, and blood, all those things. So you have to have a list of things, and where you put names down, and then you take from the list and put them in. And whereby the person go in, you put the rules down and say, this is rule number one, rule number two, that and that and that, and you know that how it works. So that everyone can know that we go according to the rules of the flat. And I think if we do it like that, the government will easily tell us that you can have the place.
Evening, everyone. Sorry for coming late. 2000, right? So for us as a committee, is that what is our main key?
Okay, goal.
Yeah. Because at the moment, as you can see, I also do some research, the government is more likely next. But they're only focusing now on the taboo side. So our main key is to put pressure, as much pressure, on both sides, so they can give us an answer as soon as possible. Because now, we don't put pressure on them. It's like we're in line, we're still in line for the Ahmed Khatran in that side. So they're only focusing on that side. So as much as we put pressure on both sides, we give them more attention, they will give us an answer as soon as possible.
It's not that the government are focusing on one side, Johnny. I had a word with her. She's focusing on all the sides that belong to the government. The for sure, the Tafelberg side, the Sistik group that Herenbaum doesn't like. She's focusing on all of those sides. But the only side where she wants to put us, whereby she said that she talked about it, that she can put up there some RDP houses. It's there at the shore side, and it's whereby she can put us all there. Because in terms of her mind, that was in her mind that the Ahmed Khatran, she wants to sell it and rebuild it, and then she can see if she can put up a site where she can put people there. But the only main thing that she wants to put people in, it's there at the for sure side. And I told her that we don't want to go to the for sure side. We want to be in there, in the innocent,
the
working
innocent,
guys,
yes.
Where we live as a family. Because you said we are family. So let us be a family,
yes.
Working group. In the inner city, we have to live there.
Yes.
Is that what she told you?
Yes.
Can I ask you something?
I spoke to you on your face to face.
Can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe what she told you?
We still got to have a week in the day.
But
I don't believe her because I know she's like, I went to the office and I called her out of the office, but she was out already. And the secretary took the minutes again, and she was given to the lady that takes messages for her, and I'm waiting for a call tomorrow. And if she doesn't call, after 6 Friday morning, I'm at her house. I'm at her house after 6
yep.
Friday morning. I'm at the premier's house. It won't take easy and quick to tell us that we can get a place, because she knows, and she doesn't want to give us places in the industry. She wants to push us out, and she wants to put us in the world of it. If you go to the civic center and go for a place there, they will tell you at the civic center, the only place that we are having for you guys is in the world
of it.
And I told them that we are not going to world of it. I still have plenty of surprises for her that she will get. Don't you believe like in fear. There's a lot of surprises that she will get as the premier, as the governor. She will bend. She maybe think that she win. She didn't win. We still got a
slowly, but sure.
She will come down.
Slowly.
Don't you know?
Yeah,
if you
sure.
Just come, if you can wake up, sit after 6, don't need to be there. I'll show you what they're doing there. Because that will be the third time that I'm going to our house. Don't
I will open right there.
So we come with you.
After 6 Friday morning. I will be there at the door.
Yes.
Those guys that are walking there know me already.
They were like
regular.
Yeah.
You are regular. Yeah. last time
they didn't
come yesterday, just inform us before that so that we can move from the site because you are very stubborn. I told them, you are at work, I'm also at work. If you are doing your job, I'm also doing my job. She's up there. Yes. So don't be afraid. You did that to me.
So this is
today.
You see, that's
right.
Yes, it's just poison our time because concerns. That's why I say
she's on the table,
right? Mm-hmm. The